Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base. Farba Perakim, Olam Nidon. There are four times of the year where the world is judged. In contrast to what we said in Mishnah Aleph, that was four times of the year that there's a Rosh Hashanah, that various things renew. When is the renewal state? When is the Rosh Hashanah? Here we're discussing the Nidon, when are things judged? So, B'Pesach Ala Tvua, during Pesach, the grains are judged whether it'll be a year of plenty or a year of famine, good grains, bad grains. Since Pesach times when the Tvua becomes ripe, that's where they're judged then. Ba'atzaras, but on Shavuos, al peros ilon, the fruit of the tree are judged on Shavuos, whether it'll be a year of plenty or famine, good fruit or not good fruit, because that's the time when fruit normally ripen. Berosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, kol ba'ya olam, all those that come into the world, meaning all living beings, all people, over in Lefanah, they pass before Kadosh Baruch Hu, kibbidei maron. What's kibbidei maron? The Gemara explains, it's like sheep that pass before the shepherd when he takes off the tith. They all go through like a narrow opening, and he counts one by one, one by one. He can have thousands and thousands of sheep, but he counts them one by one, and every tenth, he takes off a tith. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges each person. He goes to every single person, just like a shepherd goes over his sheep. And he judges them for the whole year, right? Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Hayotzu yachal liban libam hameven al kol ma'aseim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who fashions our heart, and he sees our deeds. So he judges us for that year, for the new year, based on our deeds, based on our actions, and what we're going to get. And that's Rosh Hashanah. Ubechag on Sukkos, Nidon and Alamayim. And then the fourth one is on Sukkos. On Sukkos, the waters are judged. Because at that time, the waters of the winter, Matchil Mimosa Gesherim, the winter begins. And therefore, the rains are judged then. And the Gemara explains that, why does the Torah say bring a korban omer, which is grains, on Pesach? Because on Pesach is the time for the grains. Like we just said, the grains are judged on Pesach. Right? Hashem says, bring before me a carbon of grains on Pesach, so I should bless them for the year, because that's it's Rosh Hashanah. Why does the Torah say, bring the shtelech and the two showbreads on Shavuos? Because on Shavuos is the time for the fruit of the tree, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring before me these two showbreads, so I should bless the fruit of the tree. And why does the Torah say, bring the libations of water, the Nisach HaMayim, on Sukkos? Because Sukkos is a time for the Gashmi Hashanah, for the rains of the year. Therefore, God says, bring before me these water offerings, so I should bless the waters. So that's the four times of the year where things are judged. Okay, Mishnah Gimel. Al Shisha Chadashim, on 6 months, Hashluchim Yotzin, the messengers will go out. What does this mean? So we said that in the times of the Mishnah, they would renew the month in the organic fashion. Witnesses, the Eidim would come to Beis Din. They would say, we saw the new moon. We saw it like this. We saw it like that. We saw it at this part of the day, that part of the evening, whatever it was. And they would testify in Beis Din in the court. And then Beis Din would say, okay, fine. We accept your testimony after investigating to make sure that they're true. And they would say, we have a new month. So now that they have a new month, how do you notify the people when that new month is? So they had these messengers, and they send out these messengers to far places in order to notify everybody that we have a new month. So on six months of the year, these messengers went out. Al Nisan, b'nei Pesach, during the month of Nisan, they went out to notify everybody when Pesach would be. They should know which day will Pesach begin, right? And then once they know when Pesach begins, right, so they automatically will know when Shavuos begins. Because Shavuos is always exactly 50 days after Pesach. So there's no need to send them out again. No need to send them for Sivan, which is the month of Shavuos. They just sent them out on Nisan, and they knew once, you know, where Pesach is, we'll know where Shavuos is. Al-Av, they would send out these messengers on Rosh Chodesh Av, to notify everybody when Tisha B'Av will be. Since Tisha B'Av is a very stringent fast, so they would send people out on the Rosh Chodesh of Av to notify everybody when the fast of Tisha B'Av will be. Al-El Mibnei Rosh Hashanah, for an El for Rosh Hashanah, because they would count, Shayimon and B'Chodesh would count an El. Normally they would count it, Esim 29 days, right? And then they would make Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day of El. Because they relied on that which the Chacham said, that from the times of Ezra and onward, normally El was not a 30-day month. Normally, it was a 29-day month. So therefore, the 30th day would be Rosh Hashanah. Because they had a Kabbalah from the times of Ezra and onward, that normally El is only a 29-day month. So therefore, people knew to make their Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day. And then others explain a different pshat that they would do from doubt, misafik, 2 days, right? That the 30th day of El, and then the 31st would be the Rosh Hashanah. So it's like we do nowadays, right? We have 2 days because we're not sure which day is Rosh Hashanah. But nevertheless, they have to know when is Rosh Chodesh El going to be. In order to know, when to count Masai Chal Yom HaShloshim Shelo, when the 30th day for Rosh Hashanah will be. So you have to know when Rosh Chodesh El was to know when their Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day of El would be. Al Tishrei, for Tishrei Mipnei Takanas Hamo'ados, for the Takana, for the enactment of the Yom Tovim. What does this mean? So even though they already knew when Rosh Hashanah was going to be on the 30th day of El, because they sent out a messenger on the 1st of El to know when the 1st of El was, to calculate 30 days from there. Nevertheless, they still needed to send out messengers when Tishrei would begin, which is really when Rosh Hashanah is, in order that they should know for certain when they should calculate from there when Yom Kippur would be and when Sukkot would be, because they all follow that. And they shouldn't have any doubts in their hearts. And they also explained that sometimes El, you know, normally they said that El was a 29-day month, so therefore the 30th day was Rosh Hashanah. But sometimes El could have been a 30-day month. And then therefore you have to plan Rosh Hashanah to be after that, and then plan Yom Kippur to be after that, and Sukkot to be after that. So they would, you know, to confirm, they would send out again messengers on the 1st of Tishrei to notify them when the Rosh Hashanah, when the Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei is, so they know when Rosh Hashanah is, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and that's why they would do it again on the 1st of Tishrei. And then finally, Al Kislev Mipdei Chanukah, they send out messengers on Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, to know when Chanukah would be. Val Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar Mipdei HaPurim, to know when Purim would be. And Ukshaya Beis HaMikdash Kaim, and when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Yotin Afal Iyar, they even went out on Iyar because of Pesach Katan. What's Pesach Katan, the small Pesach? What does that mean? It's Pesach Sheni, meaning on the 14th day of Nisan is Pesach, the 14th day of Iyar, exactly a month later, is Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach. Because anyone that was not able to go during the first Pesach because they were either Tamei or they were very, very far away and they couldn't bring their Karbanos, so they'd have a second Pesach, not a whole entire Yom Tif, but just that day to go and bring their Karbanos to make up for the first Pesach. So during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, he also went out on the 1st of Iyar to know when Pesach Sheni would be. So those are the 6 months of the year when they would send out these messengers to notify them when the Rosh Chodesh would be. And during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would add in also the month of Iyar, when Iyar would be, so they know how to calculate when Pesach Sheni would be. It looks like we have time for just one more Mishnah, and we'll make up for yesterday, so that again we have 2 and 2. Mishnah Dalet. Al Shnei Chodashim, on 2 months, Mechalon Es HaShabbos, we can desecrate the Shabbos. What does that mean? That the actual Edom that saw the renewal of the month can desecrate Shabbos and can go to Beis Din, even if it's out of the Tchum, out of the city limits. We allow them to desecrate Shabbos in order to notify Beis Din when Rosh Chodesh should be for 2 specific months. Very interesting. Al Nisan v'Al Tishrei, for Nisan and for Tishrei. Why? Shebehen Ashluchin Yotzin L'Surya, because from there the messengers would go out to Surya, ubehen Metaknas HaMoados, and they would set up the Yomim Tovim. And they explain over here, they would notify the Gola, all the people, all Klai Yisrael, the day when Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei would fall out. And the reason is that since they were very chashiva months, that's when you have Pesach and Nisan, Tishrei you have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot that follows. So since it's very, very important these 2 months, and on a Torah level, you can desecrate Shabbos in order to solidify when the Yom Tov, when the Rosh Chodesh are going to be. So therefore, they allowed it. And the truth is, they explained that on a Torah level, really, Mechalan al Kulan, you can really desecrate all of them. For all 12 months of the year, you can desecrate Shabbos to notify the Beis Din when the Edom saw the new moon, to sanctify the new moon for Rosh Chodesh. They learned it out of a pasuk, that there's a special mitzvah to sanctify the new moon for the new month, to know when the Rosh Chodesh will be. Right? It's not just that we have a calendar. It's before the calendar, it was actual positive mitzvah in the Torah to know when the new month will be. And technically, all 12 months, you can desecrate Shabbos to notify Beis Din when the moon came out. But the Rabbanan, they made a takana. They prohibited, Klal Yisrael from doing this. Lefisha ain't tikkun mo'ados tali behen. The rest of the months, the Yom Tovim, were not really dependent upon them. So therefore, they said, to safeguard Klal Yisrael, let's not desecrate Shabbos for the rest of the months of the year. But for these 2 months, since there are so many Yom Tovim that are dependent upon it, we will not, you know, make any prohibition, and they rely on the Torah level, and they could desecrate Shabbos, go out of the Tchum, go out of the city limits, to notify Beis Din when the month came out, to know when Nisan and when Tishrei would be. Now, the actual messengers that they would send out afterwards to notify the people, you know, when these months fell out on, that they'd have to wait till after Shabbos, if that was the case. The messengers couldn't desecrate Shabbos. But the actual witnesses that had to testify, and it was time-sensitive, they actually were able to desecrate Shabbos. And they bring down over here, Ukushahayam Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Mechalan Afal Kulam Ibn Tikkunas HaKarban. They would desecrate all the, you know, all the months all of the year. They would desecrate Shabbos to get the Beis and to notify them when the moon came out. Why? So that they should know when to bring the Karban. Which Karban? The Karban of Rosh Chodesh. That should be brought in its right time. So during the Beis HaMikdash, the Eidim could leave to desecrate Shabbos on any of the months of the year to notify Beis and when Rosh Chodesh will be, so that you would know when to bring the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, okay? But now there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, and you're not bringing that carbon, so technically you could still really desecrate all 12 months to notify Beis and when the Rosh Chodesh will be, because there's a positive mitzvah in the commandment to sanctify the new month every year. But the rabbis prohibited, you know, all the months of the year with the exception of Nisan and Tishrei, so that because Nisan and Tishrei have the Yom Tovim, and they didn't want to, you know, make something light, and therefore they said generally don't desecrate Shabbos for any of the months of the year if it's time sensitive, with the exception of Nisan and Tishrei, because in those 2 months you have so many Yom Tovim that we still rely on the Torah level and let the Eidim do it. So that would be it for Mishnah Dalet. You have Nisan and Tishrei that has Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot in it. The Eidim could desecrate Shabbos to sanctify the new moon and testify. All the months they cannot because of prohibition from the rabbis. But during the times of Beis HaMikdash, they were able to desecrate Shabbos for all 12 months because in order to know when to bring the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, the carbon Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, so that we could bring it in the right time. And that is it for Mishnah Dalet.